Hello.
Hey, Joe. It's Gail over at Local Splash. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How about yourself?
Good. Good. Did you get time to go get that debit card reactivated?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. I managed to hold on to the listing. I tried you right when we got back from lunch, and I'm sure you were tied up at the time. So No worries, no worries. I was actually able to convince my boss to let me hang on to it, which they don't normally do. So that's a good thing. Let me grab a couple screens here, and I can close that listing down for you. And then we'll get you all set up. There it is. Okay. I was missing a screen I needed, and I just found it. Okay.
Now, how long does this take to,
Oh, it should only take us 10 or 15 minutes. That'd be okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about, before I see it. Like, I can look it up.
Oh, good. Sorry about that. Good question. So timeline, let me give you the whole rundown of how everything will go. So we'll get you set up right now. And then as soon as your schedule allows, and we'll schedule it today according to your upcoming schedule, we'll set up your onboarding call. So that's where we roll up our sleeves and get started. That's the call that really kicks everything off. They'll do quality control on all of the information that I'm gathering from you, and they'll go over what you want or don't want on your website, things like that. They'll get you access to your reporting dashboard. So that all happens usually, if possible. I like to schedule those calls for same day or next day. So we'll be looking at tomorrow if you have something open there. And then, so full timeline, if we call today day one, the day we get you set up, between now and about 7 days out, that reporting dashboard is going to come online. And that's an area in our system where you'll be able to log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, pick photos up to
it. Need today?
Today is... Whoops, where'd it go? $199 for the first month, and then the one-time $99 setup. And then nothing due.
$300. All right, never mind. I thought it was $100 and then, pages. I think I got like two. Shit.
Uh-oh. You gotta check and see if you got it? I'm happy to wait while you look.
240 or 250 in there. And it has to be paid all today.
Yeah, I have to do both today. But I'll tell you what. You think you got 250? You said, let me see here.
Yeah,
let me try.
I know it's at least 240. I know for a fact. I'm gonna
try something here.
At it. It was like 248 or some shit.
Let me look. I want to check something. Okay. Okay. I just pinged my boss and asked if I could waive your setup fee. He said I could. So there you go. We got her. So then you won't pay a setup fee ever. He just waived it for you. So I can take that off. So then it is just the $199 for your first month, and then nothing due.
Well, that 40.
Yeah, okay. Cool. All right. I know, right? I'm sorry I'm sorry I'm leaving you with only 40, but I'm glad we can do this.
I'm supposed to get paid today.
Gotcha.
No, Thursday.
Today is Thursday,
Tomorrow.
Gotcha. Well, then, you'll have some coming back in. Good. I didn't want it to be your last dollar, Joe. Okay. So, is Joe short for Joseph?
What was that?
Is Joe short for Joseph?
Yes, sir.
J-O-S-E-P-H, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then on the credit card that you're using today, does your middle initial appear? Or is it just first and last?
Yeah, it's got my business name on it, too. So.
Okay. Oh, okay, perfect. And what's your middle initial, Joe?
It has the whole name. I'm not sure. Middle initial is W.
W. And what's your last name?
Vitali. V as in Victor. I T A L E.
That Italian?
Yeah.
I thought so. Nice. Nice.
This is junior. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. And Joe, what's your email address, please?
It's Joe Vitali 4-2 at Gmail.
All right. So Joe Vitali 42 at Gmail. All right. So I'm going to send you a couple of emails. They're one is informational. The other, I want you to have the price and package that I quoted you so you have it in writing. That way, if you ever need it someday, I don't expect that you will, but I'm going to send it to you anyway. And then the other one is just more information on the dashboard and analytics reporting area that you'll have access to. So one of them is on the way. And I've got to adjust this other one down. It's a stock email. I need to waive your setup fee in that email. That's all.
What's your guys' do you guys have like a website or app or something? Or?
Yeah, actually. So we've got both. Website is localsplash.com.
Okay.
And I'll tell you about that here in just a sec, as soon as I can find what I was. Okay, well, fine. It doesn't exist. I was trying to fix that email, and typing and talking wasn't working. Yes, we've got it's called our Splash app, and actually, you might really like it too. It's you download it from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone. Don't need another one. But the app itself has a phone number of its own that's local to you. This doesn't cost you anything additional. It's already included. And what a lot of our clients will do is they'll use that number, the app phone number, as their business number in their advertising. That way they can keep business and personal separate. So if you wanted to, for example, make a business call on your phone, you just open up the app and you dial through the app as opposed to through your phone's phone screen. But it operates on your existing cell signal. And then something else that's really cool about that, the app, if you're interested in it at all, is as you add employees, they can have the app also. They can have their own unique number on your account. And then, so let's say you hire Joe Dirt, whatever his job is, truck driver. Well, I'm just picking.
Like you have to use Joe Dirt.
That's the first name that came to mind. I mean, oh gosh. I meant the movie. Sorry,
I'm
Joe.
Joking.
and then later, you know, so he's got access to your other employees, to your clients, of course, inevitably, right? If you have to fire him at some point or he quits, all you have to do is let us know and we'll cut off his line immediately. So cutting off all access to your other employees so that he can't, you know, grow like a cancer if he's got a bad attitude or, you know, who knows what you let him go for. But, is that something that you'd be interested in?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
See the website. Make sure a reputable company.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and if I may, once you get to the website – scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page on that first page, and you'll see a Google logo.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and click on that logo, and then watch in your address bar. It'll actually take you to Google's website, where you can. It should show that we're partners in good standing and all those good things. But I would, if you bail in the middle of me getting you set up today for whatever reason you decide you hate me, ask for that from anybody else that you might deal with. What I've come to find out is there are a lot of people out there that are, well, individuals, dudes in their mom's basement, I call them, don't know what they're doing and out there trying to scam people, and they'll say that they're Google partners and they're not. So anything else you do, if it's anything related to Google, I would want you to know that anyway. I was personally scammed by three of those companies that fit that description when I had my construction company. All right, let's see. Did those two emails make it to you, Joe?
Emails.
Do you hate emails anymore? They seem so archaic.
What the heck is
going on here? Technical difficulties. Joe, I don't remember if I asked you. Do you have a Facebook page?
I believe, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Is it under re-insulate? I don't think I put plus on there.
Well, you look for those emails. I'm going to go stalk you on Facebook if I can find you.
Okay.
We're going to give it a try anyway.
Okay, Gail. All right, got two. Yep, two emails.
Awesome. All right. Can we check out all right online?
What was that?
And we checked out all right online?
Yeah.
When you clicked us through to Google? Good.
Yeah.
All right. Whoops, that's not right. And you said we insulate. You think it's under. How did you do in the hurricane, by the way?
I did good, but down in Fort Myers and stuff got destroyed.
I saw the last
few weeks, just helping people empty out their houses and shit.
Nice.
There was like 5 foot of water inside some of the houses.
The sewers
filled up, so it was like nasty, muddy.
And I saw the bridge that goes out to the Keys. I can't believe.
I didn't even see it.
Maybe I got the place wrong. They said that it's the bridge that goes out to the barrier islands. And it looked like the one that we always take getting out to Key West and out in all the Keys. But yeah, it was the big old chunk of it was just wiped out and collapsed. And apparently they just got it reopened yesterday. So whoever is on the other side of where it got wiped out, they've been without services, power, everything since the hurricane came through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
it's bad.
Man.
That might have been, to the island, that one little island in Cape Coral.
Not all the way.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. I know. I don't know. Hurricanes, I grew up in tornado country, and those terrified me, and I'm really glad I don't live in tornado country anymore.
Where are you living?
But I'm in Colorado. We have the once every 15 years little bitty earthquake tremor, and other than, yeah. Well, and snow, but, other than that, we don't have tornadoes, and I don't know, hurricanes come with water. Hurricanes come with water. They really scare me.
Yeah, well, I mean, the storm surge was so, I think it was 12 foot.
Oh, wow. Oh, seeing that scares me.
By Tampa, it was sucking all the water in to the storm, and like our bay, you could like walk like 15 feet out into the where water would usually be. It was like all gone.
Wow! But then it all comes smashing back on you later, right? Is that how it works?
No, it comes back slowly. It just
wow. That's crazy. Now, how long is the water receded for? I mean, could you like go play on the beach and find
full day. Right.
So you'd have time. You could like go play out on the beach then. And
well, it wasn't really like playing on the beach. It was like playing in mud.
Okay. I guess I pictured it.
It was the Tampa Bay area, the bay part where it's like coved in.
Gotcha. Wow. Seeing that these are all things that are foreign to me. I have no firsthand experience. Alright, so Joe, I just sent you two text messages, just things for you to look at and handle later. The first one is more information on the call tracking, and then the second one I sent over is, so the Splash app is coming to the end of its beta phase, but because it's still in beta, they're asking everybody to fill out an application just so that it goes to a different department right now. So they want to make sure they've got everything on you. So that second one is the application for that Splash app. And then I'm going to send you another one now. It's my direct contact information. That way you've got me in your phone. I'm the lead on your account. You'll, in all honesty, you'll deal with, your technician and your other team members more than you will with me, but I'm always here. And if you ever have a problem, I want to know because I'll jump in, and if I can't fix it myself, I'll get it to who can. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. All right, let's go ahead and list out your services. So insulation is our category. Now, within insulation...
I don't mind. I'll get insulation calls. I usually don't do the walls and stuff, but...
Okay.
I will, you know. I'm not supposed to work in brand new construction.
Why is that?
Because I don't have a contractor's license.
Oh, my grief.
In existing homes.
Okay.
But a lot of existing homes don't need that. You know, it's mostly, new construction that needs that.
So how should we describe your services?
I do mostly blown in attic insulation.
Okay. Oops, I need to spell it right though. Okay. And any other? I mean, normally, you know, like if you were a roofer, I would say roof repair, roof installation. Kind of change up the keywords based on what people might search for you by.
I mean, insulation, just insulation, period. I mean,
okay.
I would just tell them that, you know, if they called and asked about anything that's new construction, I'll just tell them. It's not a big deal. I mean.
Okay. Keep it simple then. That's easy enough.
Yeah,
all right.
I mean, I'd rather, I mean, because a lot of people will be like, well, I don't know. And if they call me, I don't mind just talking to somebody, you know, you never know what might come from it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and is there, I mean, are you doing like any handyman services in conjunction with? I mean, because if you do that, well, then let's get those in there. I mean, we can list you for those too. Awesome. Okay. I mean, I don't want you to be without work, so let's find you all the work we can. So handyman, could we say like drywall repair?
Yeah, I do drywall repair and, putting cabinets.
Oh, cabinet install. Okay. What about painting?
Yeah, I do painting.
Perfect. Carpentry? Light carpentry?
Light carpentry.
Okay. What else? Do you do any finish work, like tile work or trim work?
No.
I don't blame you. I could not do tile. I'm not patient enough. I mean, I know when it looks good, and I know when to tell them to rip it out because I've had my guys do that before. But as I wouldn't be able to do it better. let's see. What about flooring install? Like the vinyl floor and...
Yeah. I'll do that stuff.
Beautiful. Trying to think of what else could fall under. I'm just going to say home repair. That falls under handyman.
I'll go out and empty gutters. And I don't care.
All right. Gutter cleaning. What about gutter repair? Is that something you're comfortable with? No problem. I'm looking around my house thinking of, what about, do you do like door and window installations, appliance hookup?
I'll do doors and windows, yeah.
Okay. And what about appliance install?
Yeah, I mean, that's simple enough. I do plumbing, so.
Oh, good. Perfect. What about electrical?
No, don't mess with it.
Yeah. I don't blame you. My dad was an electrician my entire life. And I've seen it go wrong enough time. Well, I've heard about it go wrong. Yeah. That scares me. Water. What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What was that?
It's just a story. I don't know why I want to tell you.
All right. So let's get your onboarding call scheduled. So we block out an hour, but the call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. But we leave that time in case you have other questions or you need help with anything. So today's shot, of course. So we're looking at tomorrow. And we've got, let me see here. We've got almost every hour on the hour tomorrow from 10 o'clock your time going through 6 o'clock. 10 o'clock, you got it. That's our first thing in the morning. Okay, grab that, and I'm going to build that appointment, and then I'll send you another email here in just a second. So, well, I'm setting this up, tell me the story you were going to tell me.
Some guy pulled over to the side of the road with his kid, and the kid touched a box, and it was, like, hot, and he said it. Started getting electrocuted, and the dad kicked him off of it. Luckily, he didn't, like, grab him, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Like, when they're doing electrical, they sit there with, like, a board and, like, in case somebody does get electrocuted, they'll, like, whack them. Like, if it's hot, they'll hit them.
So they
get, like, stuck.
Oh, my God.
And they get electrocuted. Like, you tense up and grab whatever you're grabbing. But,
wow. Just kind of, it just makes your muscles, I guess, what it must be, like, flex. I guess that's the right word. That's scary. Yeah, no, thank you. I've gotten little bites, you know, like if, you know, you're plugging in a plug into the wall and you accidentally bump the prong.
Yeah.
I've gotten little bites like that, and that is plenty enough for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was playing with an electrical and got that. I was like, oh.
Yeah. That's enough of a jolt for me. I don't need any more. Oh, gosh. All right, so I've got another email on the way to you, Joe. This one, the subject line is kind of goofy. It's local splash CIE. Let me know when that one makes it through. It's a calendar invite.
And it's where?
Should be coming by email. I got that. Fix my spelling. There we are.
Alright, here we go.
Did it make it? Awesome.
Yep.
If you go ahead and hit the yes on that, that would be great.
Yeah.
And then that should, if it behaves, it'll send back a response and it'll reserve your slot. There, got it. Thank you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then let's see. Make sure I'm catching everything here. I'm doing a skim through my work as I go to make sure I don't have any typos. Okay, looking good. Do you prefer for us, when we contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
I mean, just texting, and I guess we get on the phone.
Okay. I'm going to say text is best. Phone is number two. And then what do you want to show for your hours of operation?
Well, because, I mean, when I'm doing attic insulation and I'm getting in the attic, I like to get there real early.
Gotcha. You know, you want to get up there before it gets hot. Why don't we do as if it were office hours, and then you can still schedule outside of those hours by appointment. Okay. Do you want to say, like, 8 to 5, 8 to 6, 7 to
something?
8 to 5. 8 to...
I mean, I would like it to be the more, you know, because if they think I'm closed, like, because I'll take calls whenever. Okay.
Should we say maybe 7 to 7 then? Would that be all right? Okay, perfect. And then Monday through Friday, or do you want to do Monday through Saturday, or even Saturday, all right. And then did you want any payment integration on your website? So if you use Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, any of those to take payment, or if you want to, we can install that on your website so you can send people there to make payment to you. There's no additional charge for it if you'd like it.
Sure.
All right. You use Zelle? Okay, perfect.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. All right, and then... Oh, all right. Well, I'll put that on here, too. I don't know if they can do both, but I'll put them both on there, and then... If they can do both, then great. Okay, and company name, I've got We Insulate Plus. Is there Inc. or LLC at all behind that, Joe?
LLC.
LLC. And then are you at 8748 Elm Leaf Court, Port Richey?
Yep.
34668?
Yep.
Perfect. And then are you using, at least for now until you get the app installed, 727-656-9173 for your business number?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Up over here. And then I'm going to set up your security question and answer. So because of all the fakes that exist out there in the world, and some of them will call, I know a couple that are notorious, they will call and say, in order, you have to do blah, blah, blah for your website to work or to be seen or something, and tell you that you need a subscription to whatever the service is. Yelp is a good one to do that. They do it all the time. There goes that talking and trying to type again. Really, I can chew gum and walk at the same time, but typing and talking. So what I want you to know, when you get calls like that, it's not us. We don't ever come back asking you for more money. So if you get something like that and you're unsure if it's us or not, you can ask the security question, and if they can't give you the answer, then it's not us and you should probably get them off the phone. Most often though, if you ask the security question, you're just going to get a click because they don't have the answer. So options are, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
My pet's first name?
Your first pet's name.
Oh, okay.
Is that the one you want?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is that pet's name?
Goldie.
Goldie? G-O-L-D-I-E.
Yep.
Is it? Okay, perfect. So it even, you know, honestly, I would even use it if somebody calls and says they're from Local Splash. I would ask the security question and wait for the answer. And if it's us, they'll be able to find it and give you the answer, Goldie. If it's not us, then bail. All right. Perfect. And I was really pleased when they put that into place because that's, I had one client, he called me about 2 weeks after I had gotten him all set up and going. And he said, Gail, you people keep calling asking me for more money. You said you wouldn't do that. And I says, we don't. It's not us. And he's, oh, my God, I signed up for 3 subscriptions for stuff. And I'm like, oh, Tony, go cancel them. I mean, unless you want them. But, and you need to know, too, that whatever they offer you, it whether you accept or decline whatever they're offering, that's entirely up to you. Free to do so, but it will have zero bearing one way or the other on the work that we're doing for you and everything I've told you about. So don't let them think that you have to do it or whatever. People won't see your website. I don't know what excuses they use, honestly. But there you go. Little tidbit for you. All right, Joe, and so I'm to billing. I've got your subscription all set up. Are you using Visa, Master, Amex, Discover?
I think it's Visa.
Okay. All right, and I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
All right. Wait, no, I want to feel good.
Yeah, we want that fresh one.
Yes.
And they preloaded it with lots of money too, right?
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I wish. Don't Don't you wish they'd do that? Every time you get a new card, they just preload it. That'd be nice.
Like, yeah. All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
4427.
Okay.
3225.
Okay.
27700.
7200. We missed something. Let me back up. I think. Okay, so I got 4427, 3225, and then I think I goofed the next block of four.
2700.
Aha! I had too many zeros. All right, and then the last four.
7210.
All right, got it. And what's the expiration, please?
1027.
Okay, and the security code?
729.
729. All right, let me update that. And I'll send that through. Oops, let me, I've got to fix your question and answer. There we go. Okay. It was telling me to validate it, and I thought I had already done that. I'm glad it tipped me off. All right. And then we'll get ready for the voice verification. And you'll have another email coming to you, too. Well, actually, you'll have two. So the one we want is called Local Splash Initial Invoice. And I'm just going to run you through that one and get through the clicks because I have to read it to you anyway.
Okay.
Let me know when that one gets there.
Text.
It might have sent by text too. Yep.
All right. Yeah, Joseph Philly Vitali. Joseph Philly, thank you for choosing. All right.
Is there about four sentences in? Click here to accept. Hopefully.
Yep.
Awesome. Go ahead and hit that. And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox, and it'll ask you to type your name exactly as it appears there. So middle initial, the JR behind it, punctuation, or I don't think there shouldn't be any punctuation in there, no periods or anything.
Okay, what was that?
That's
my name. All right.
Yep, and then there's a little checkbox right above it, too.
All righty. A box? Oh, I see it. All right.
Awesome. You got to the right spot. Let me make sure it updated over here. So that's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard and analytics. And they'll get you those login credentials tomorrow during your onboarding call. So we'll go ahead and do the voice verification. So this is required of us as Google Premier Channel Partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It is also recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
We Insulate Plus, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph Walter Vitale, Jr., owner, operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you, are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Okay.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of this non-binding agreement? So in other words, okay, cool. So all that one really means, I know everybody hesitates there. If you add on other social medias, some people are using TikTok now for business apparently, let us know so we can tie it into the programming so you don't lose any ground.
Okay.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, October 20th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $199. This is your flat monthly rate. Your setup fee has been waived. The $199 is a true flat rate to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 20th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
What?
Which part?
I hear you.
Okay, that was a yes?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. I thought you said what? Like it didn't come through or something.
Oh, no, I heard the dinging and I wasn't sure if I was supposed to do something.
Oh, no, that's one of my alarms going off telling me I should be doing something, but I ignore those. Honestly, I don't even hear them when I'm with a client. So I didn't know it went off. I just continue to ignore it. It'll wait. And Joe, you're all set. Congratulations. That's awesome. I'm excited for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
10 o'clock tomorrow.
What's that?
10 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep, 10 o'clock tomorrow. And if for some reason you can't make it, just let us know. We can always reschedule it. But, yeah, just professional courtesy. If you can't make it, let us know as soon as you can. Oh, and Joe, I should ask you, too. Do you know anybody who doesn't do what you do that could use a service like ours?
Not off top of my head.
Okay. No problem. Well, I appreciate you considering it. And if you come across anybody, send them my way. I have to check and see what it is, but I think you get a free month or something off of a month or two. I'll double check it, but definitely if you send somebody to me, make sure they mention your name and I'll make sure you get whatever credit you got coming for it.
All right.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate your business and your trust. And let me know if you need anything, okay?
All right. It says Local/ username, password. I'm going to do all that tomorrow.
Yep. Okay. They'll get you those login credentials tomorrow morning. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Joe. Have a good night.
All You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.